Matthew Suggy here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I'm bringing you another video on the topic of total depravity and the idea of whether or not an unsaved person is capable of believing on Jesus Christ. And so the Calvinist says that a person that is unsaved is incapable of believing on Jesus Christ, so God has to supernaturally regenerate them apart from their free will, because as a dead person, they could never believe on Jesus Christ. Now, there's a shred of truth to what they're saying, but that's why it's so dangerous, because they mix in truth and lies. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, the Bible says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The natural man, the unsaved person, the unregenerated person, that person cannot understand and comprehend the things of God. If they were to read the Bible, they would not understand it. And honestly, they cannot believe on Jesus Christ on their own. But what the Bible teaches is that salvation is revealed from faith to faith. Someone who has faith, who has believed on Jesus Christ, presents the gospel to someone, and they can then believe on Jesus Christ. In Acts 8, you see a story where a man needs a soul winner, the Ethiopian eunuch, because even though he's reading the Bible, he's incapable of understanding it on his own. You see with the story of Cornelius. Cornelius was a man that feared God. So as a man that feared God, he was not just this totally depraved reprobate. The Bible's clear he feared God, but he still needed a soul winner to preach him the gospel. And so Peter preaches in the gospel, and he ends up getting saved. And so there's a shred of truth to what they're saying, because we are not able to believe on Jesus Christ on our own as an unsaved person, but the way God reveals salvation is from faith to faith. Someone who's saved passes that faith on to somebody else. Now, the Calvinist doesn't really believe this, though, because they believe God regenerates someone, and God does not need us to win people to the Lord. The truth is, God does need us to win people to the Lord, because the Bible's very clear you need a soul winner to preach the gospel, and sometimes he seeks for a man, and he can't find any. So this idea that you're totally depraved and you can't believe on Jesus, there's a shred of truth to that. But what the real truth is, that you can't believe Jesus Christ on your own. You can't understand the Bible on your own. But the Bible says that we need a soul winner. And when a soul winner preaches the gospel, you do have free will to believe on Jesus Christ, just like you see in Acts 8, Acts 10, and all throughout the Bible. Thank you, and God bless.